Far out on the unfashionable western spiral arm of the galaxy, there was a small bluey-green planet on which lived an ape-descended life form named Chris. Chris was so primitive, he still believed digital recording was a pretty neat idea. Thus, he recorded some audio for a podcast. Another pretty neat idea. Regrettably, though Chris possessed enough small green pieces of paper to procure sustenance and a modest dwelling place for him and his family in a horribly capitalist society, he'd never thought about investing in a paid noise reduction plugin. Question: is a paid noise reduction plugin essential?
And that, my lovelies, is what we are here to find out. So Chris has sent me a clip of what he's recorded. And first of all, let's have a listen to that unprocessed.
So it really took me like that did. And also, I just had to leave in the bit that it was quite a long clip about the Hitchhiker's Guide, because it's one of my favourite jokes, actually. It's about it being a long way to the chemist.
Holy low-end, Batman. And yeah, quite a bit of noise.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what we've got to clean up. Shouldn't be too difficult. I'm going to be using a newish noise reduction plugin called Denoiser by Burtum Audio. I've only had it for a few days, and I should probably say before I get started, I haven't read the manual, so I don't know if I'm using it as it was intended. It kind of feels like the way I'm using it at the moment is maybe a little bit brutal. Brutal in terms of like the concept of how I'm using it, not brutal in terms of the results. The results I've been getting have actually been really good. It's a pay what you want plugin, and if you want to get a copy of it after you've listened to this, head over to burtumaudio.com. That's Burtum spelled B-E-R-T-O-M. So, first task to take care of actually isn't noise reduction. Let's clean up that horrible low end boominess. I'm going to stick an EQ on the track. I'm just going to use re-EQ, and let's do a high pass at 100 hertz.
So it really took me like
that's
that.
That's with the EQ.
And also, I just had to leave in
that's
the,
without.
The bit that it was quite a long clip about the Hitchhiker's Guide, because it's one of my favourite jokes, actually. It's about it being a long way to the chemist.
We can hear just what we're getting rid of, essentially, like this. So some of that is going to make Chris sound a little bit more manly, I suppose. But A, we can't be having that. And B, there's a lot of rumble in his environment that comes along with it. So I don't think we're losing anything that's particularly important. I'm okay with that high pass. The reason I'm doing that before I feed it into the noise reduction plugin is that if there's stuff that I know I don't want in the signal, then there's no point in the noise reduction plugin struggling to deal with that. If it's something I can do quickly and easily myself and know that I've done it the way that I want it done, I may as well do that before the next plugin in the chain gets hold of it. Okay, let's add Denoiser. It loads pretty much instantly on this machine, which is nice, because RX can take a while. Just saying, eyes are dope. So let's just get a portion of environment noise. So I'm going to set my start of time selection here. Play for a bit. Set the end of time selection there. Turn repeat on. And we've got ourselves a noisy little loop. Yeah, that's going to work. Okay, so into the Asara parameters dialog. Denoiser's GUI isn't accessible in the effects window yet. I say yet because it's a juice-based plugin. So at some point in the not-too-distant future, hopefully it will become accessible in the effects window. But for now, into the Asara parameters we go, and I'm just going to draw your attention to the ones that I've been using. It seems like Denoiser breaks the noise that it detects up into 5 bands, and we have a parameter labeled gain for each of those bands. They're labeled gain 1 through 5 respectively, going low to high in terms of the frequency band of the noise. What I've been doing is turning all 5 of those gains down, looping a little section of just noise, and using the threshold parameter to dial out the amount of that noise that I want to get rid of, and then tweaking from there. This doesn't have the instant gratification of something like RX, where you just kind of throw it on and 99 times out of 100, it does what you want. But the advantage to this is A, it's pay what you want. B, it's more configurable overall. And C, this feels like I've got more control. And I like having control. So let's see what we get. I'm just going to turn all of these five gain controls all the way down. Like I said, gain one, all the way down, two, three, four, five. And now I'm going to go to the threshold parameter, which by default is set to 0.0, i.e. no matter what you set the rest of the controls to, denoiser isn't going to be having any effect so far as I can figure out. So now what I'm going to do is play this little loop that we've isolated of noise, and I'm just going to move the threshold slider until that noise starts to disappear. Here we go. There it goes. So I'm going to clear our little loop of noise by getting rid of the time selection. Turn repeat back off because I'll forget that's on at some point probably. And let's have a listen.
So it really took me back that it did. And also I just had to leave in the bit that it was quite a long clip about the Hitchhiker's Guide, because it's one of my favorite jokes actually. It's about it being a long way to the chemist. Exactly.
That's pretty good, man. I mean, I can hear that it's processed. It dulls the top end a little bit. So what I'm going to try doing is stick in another band of EQ afterwards. And let's do a high shelf at around about 5K.
So it really took me back that it did. And also, I just had to leave in the bit that it was quite a long clip about the Hitchhiker's Guide, because... It's one of my favorite jokes, actually. It's about it being a long way to the chemist.
Still sounding a little bit artifacty. I'm just going to back off the wet dry control to 95%. Let's just reintroduce 5% of the unprocessed signal, see if that smooths over the artifacts that I'm hearing. I'm just going to play it and toggle between those.
So it really took me back that it did. And also, I just had to leave in the bit that it was quite a long clip about the Hitchhiker's Guide, because it's one of my favorite jokes actually. It's about it being a long way to the chemist. Exactly.
I reckon that's usable. I mean, in podcasting, it's definitely usable. In podcasting, the original audio would have been fine, to be honest. No one cares. Cool. If you want to get a copy of this for yourself, it is at bertomaudio.com, bertomaudio.com. Hope this has been useful.